Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. Hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Faithfully Confident podcast. I'm excited to have you here. And today I wanted to give you a little bit of a heart-to-heart on just I'm talking about fear, because everyone has fears, everyone has doubts, everyone has those limiting beliefs, no matter who you are, no matter how far in the entrepreneurial game in the world you are, everybody has those, even the top of the line people have those, millionaires have those. They never really get completely removed from our life, if I'm being totally honest. You just get better equipped at handling them and you're able to move through them faster. So what I want to talk today is a little bit about that. And, you know, what stories do you have on repeat? What fears are you believing in your life? What is this something that you want to be truly believing, that you want to be, you know, do you want this to be your life? Like the stories that you're telling yourself every single day, you don't want to be a victim. You don't want to stay stuck. You don't want to keep playing that same story. You have that power within you because God has equipped and qualified you for this purpose, and you don't need to be afraid. You don't have to be living in fear. You don't have to go keep living that story of, I can't do this. Can I do this? Am I capable? You know, like all those fears and thoughts and worries and doubts that keep happening. You know, I did it once. Can I do it again? That's a very common one. I know I've had that many, many times in my life. And I mean, I'm experiencing that right now as I just, you know, had my first baby almost a year ago, and I'm just diving back into my business again and going like, I just took a year off. Like, can I do this again? Like, can I really get my business going again? Like, absolutely. Of course I can. And now I know that. But there was those moments of fear and worry and doubt, and I started playing a story in my life that I had that realization and that shift from God that, you know, if you keep playing the same story on repeat, then that's what you're going to get. And God's going to pass that opportunity he had for you onto someone else who is ready. I'm going to say that again. I feel like you guys need to hear that again. If you keep playing the same story on repeat, then that's what you're going to get. God is going to pass that opportunity that he had equipped and qualified you for to someone else who is ready and knows that they are ready and is going to take action today. Take action. Our thoughts are a self-fulfilling prophecy because our subconscious does not know the difference from reality and imagination. It does not know that. It doesn't know. It doesn't have that ability. It's like, think about this. If I tell you, you know, don't do that, don't look at that, what are you going to do? You're going to go and do it. You are going to do it. It's like talking to a toddler and you go, hey, don't touch that. Don't do that. They're going to go and do it. And our minds are the exact same way. If we tell ourselves that we can't do something, we're going to believe it. And our thoughts and beliefs are ultimately what's going to give us the confidence and the courage to shift our circumstances, to not be that victim, to not stay stuck, to not stay play the same story. And we are able to shift those beliefs. We're able to shift those doubts. We're able to shift those fears. We're able to slay those Goliaths in our life when we are ready. And, oh, I feel like we need a breather because that was really, really deep. Oh, that was really deep. Oh, I'm excited for this podcast episode, you guys. But the reason I am bringing that up today is because as I've started doing my podcast again, and I love recording podcasts for you guys. I love it. It lights me up so much. But I just got a few new reviews and I want to read them to you because back In the day, a few years ago, I started this podcast in November 2021. So it's been a few years, but I mean, I've really only had one true season of recording. So I was afraid of starting this podcast. I was afraid of what would you guys think of me? Who am I to talk about this? Because growing up, I was never a confident woman. I was never confident. I had zero confidence in myself. Confidence is something that you acquire. It's something that you learn. It's something that you develop. It's not something that you're given. It's something that we all have to learn and develop in our life. It's Anyways, I'm not sure where I was going with that, but I was always a wallflower. I was always that person in the room that didn't want to be there, that was scared to speak up. And I mean, if you go back even to like my childhood, whoo, back to my childhood here, you guys. If you read through all of my report cards, you guys remember report cards, right? All my report cards, every single one of them would say something along the lines of, Courtney could be so successful or, do big things with her life if only she learned to use her voice, if only she learned to speak up. Courtney has so many things that she can say, but she needs to have the confidence to speak up. She needs to realize that her words matter, her voice matters. That was like every single one from basically my childhood on to graduating. It's crazy, but it's so true. And now that I have my voice, I'm using it and I'm just spreading so much confidence and joy and inspiration and empowering all these incredible entrepreneurs because I took that leap of faith. I told myself, you know what? God has placed this desire on my podcast to do a podcast for however many years now, and I've never listened. I think it's time to take that leap. And you know what? If people don't like it, if it's not successful, whatever, it doesn't matter. But what matters is that God placed this desire. Oh, sorry. My throat's really dry. Oh, sorry. But he placed this desire in my heart, and I was finally ready to do it. So I did it. I did it, you guys. And now I have all of these reviews. Like, I want to read to end this episode. I just want to read a few reviews. So, I mean, if you don't want to listen to them, by all means, turn the podcast off now. We're already at our 7 minutes. And just go and read them on Apple. And if you feel that desire within you that I've made a difference in your life, it would mean the absolute world to me if you went on Apple Podcasts and you left me a review as well, because I love reading them and they. Like I've mentioned in this episode, they inspire me to keep going. They remind me of my purpose. They remind me that I'm making a difference. So go check out Apple Podcasts. Go read the reviews yourself and make a decision yourself. Like, hey, you know what? Courtney, you have changed my life. I really enjoy this podcast. And go write a review. I would love that. So thank you in advance. But anyways, for those of you that want to listen to them, here we go. So we have one from Jen McGraw. Thank you, Jen, if you're listening. Thank you so much. As a woman who have started my own business not too long ago, fear, doubt, and lack of confidence are all too often creeping in. Thank you for speaking to this. It's something we all need. And she also has her own podcast, it looks like, from Restored Mama Podcast. So feel free to go check her out. And then another one that just recently came in was the title is Confident Modeled Successfully from Melinda DV. Thank you, Melinda, if you're listening. Courtney is the epitome of the confidence she models. Her voice is captivating, aw, and inspiring. You must listen if you need a boost in pursuing a business. And it looks like she also has a podcast as well. And hers is called Choose Your Next Yes. I like that name. That's a cool name. So feel free to go check hers out as well. And then we also have one from Mixie MB30. Thank you for the review. And it says, so encouraging. Courtney gives such a boost of confidence and motivation to keep going when you feel like giving up. I highly recommend this podcast. Aw, thank you. And then we have one from Juliana, who looks like she also has a podcast called God's Vibes Podcast. So definitely go check hers out. I've watched hers or watched hers. I've listened to hers after I listened to mine, and I was very happy listening to hers. Anyways, it says, "Oh, what fun, what a breath of fresh air and confidence to have a running buddy when you're out in the deep. Courtney has got you on your entrepreneurial adventures." Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. There's so many more, but those are just the new ones that just came in yesterday. So, oh, thank you all for all your reviews, and just thank you for being a faithful listener and just having me on your journey as you dive into entrepreneurship and, even just life in general. Like, even if you're not an entrepreneur, like a lot of the things that I share still are very relatable to just life and, relationships in general. So, anyways, thank you so much for listening. I love you all. God bless you, and I will see you for the next podcast episode. If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at She Blooms Faithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.